आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिविजन ऑफ इलेक्टोरल रोल्स इन बिहार कवर्स 66% वोटर्स सो फार। 15 डेज लेफ्ट फॉर फाइनल सबमिशन ऑफ फॉर्म्स। Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to begin return journey to Earth on July 14. Assam cabinet approves Gaj Mitra scheme to tackle human-elephant conflict. Annual Kanwar Yatra for Shravan month to begin today. In cricket, England end day one at 251 for 4 against India in third test at Lord's. And in Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with Jannik Sinner in men's singles semi-final in London this evening. And now the news in detail. The Special Intensive Division of Electoral Rolls in Bihar has achieved 66% voter coverage so far, with the final deadline set for the 25th of this month. As of 6 p.m. yesterday, over 5.22 crore enumeration forms, that is 66.16% of the total 7.89 crore electors in the state, have been collected since the voter list revision drive began on June 24. The Election Commission of India has credited this progress to strong voter participation and the efforts of nearly 78,000 booth-level officers, along with over 4 lakh volunteers, helping the elderly, differently abled and vulnerable citizens. The Supreme Court yesterday permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. However, the Apex Court also directed the Commission, in the interest of justice, to consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. A report.
While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joymalia Bakchi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll bodies replied that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship. Top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the election commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
NASA has announced that the return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin on July 14. Speaking at a press conference, Steve Stitch, the manager of NASA's commercial crew program, said that undocking from the International Space Station is scheduled for 14th of July, with a splashdown expected several hours later in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California.
Of course, we're working with the station program, watching the Axiom 4 mission, you know, carefully. Obviously, we need to undock that mission. I think the current targeted time is to undock around the 14th of July after the high beta period.
Group Captain Shukla is currently on a 14-day mission aboard the International Space Station. His mother, Asha Shukla, has expressed pride and joy as he prepares to return after successfully completing his space mission.
बहुत ज्यादा एक्साइटेड है, बहुत ज्यादा खुशी हो रही है कि कितनी जल्दी वो पल आए कि बच्चा हमारा वापस आए और हम लोग मिले उससे जाकर के। प्रार्थना ही भगवान से करते हैं कि सकुशल वापस आए, पौधा भी रोपा है, मूंग अंकुरित किया है और मेथी दाना अंकुरित किया है, घर आएंगे तो स्वागत करेंगे वहां फैला के।
The Assam Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, has approved several decisions aimed at addressing human-elephant conflicts, improving healthcare regulations and enhancing welfare schemes for students and traditional workers. A report.
To address the growing issue of human-elephant conflict, the government will launch the Gaj Mitra scheme in 8 high-risk districts. As part of the initiative, community-based rapid response teams, each with 8 local members, will be deployed in 80 conflict-prone villages. These teams will operate during peak conflict months to ensure safe elephant movement and protect local livelihoods. The Assam cabinet has also approved the proposal to enhance the remuneration of village heads from ₹9,000 per month to ₹14,000 per month with effect from October 1st this year. In a separate development, a new standard operating procedure now requires private hospitals to release deceased patients' bodies within 2 hours of death certification. Hospitals failing to comply will face penalties for delays. Meanwhile, under the Prerna Asani scheme, all class 10 students appearing for the 2026 HSLC exams will receive a monthly allowance of ₹300 through direct benefit transfer. Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of External Affairs has strongly criticized Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visits, calling them irresponsible and regrettable. Without naming Mann, the ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, Government of India disassociates itself from such unwarranted comments that undermine India's ties with friendly countries. The ministry's response came after Mann made a comment over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trips to countries with small populations. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is on the right path to becoming a trusted economy, a reliable partner in the global value chain, and a stable anchor in a volatile world. Addressing the CII-ITC Sustainability Awards function in New Delhi, the Vice President said, "The world at the moment is in turmoil and turbulence." He asserted that in this disturbed scenario, Bharat is a prominent voice.
India stands today at a historic inflection. This inflection point we had not seen before. We are the most populous nation on the planet. Bharat is home to 1/6 of humanity. We are the world's largest economy at number 4. And we are the torchbearers of a development paradigm. The global 2030 agenda for sustainable development cannot succeed on the planet without India's participation.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a joint operation by the Army's Romeo Force and the Special Operations Group of J&K Police led to the busting of a terrorist hideout in the Kanita Top area of Poonch district yesterday. Acting on specific intelligence inputs about a possible terror consignment, security forces launched a cordon and search operation, which resulted in the recovery of a large cache of ammunition, explosives, and improvised explosive devices. A defense spokesperson said the seizure indicates that terrorists were likely planning a targeted attack aimed at disrupting peace in the region. The annual Kanwar Yatra for the holy month of Shravan begins today. During the pilgrimage, lakhs of devotees travel to sacred sites like Haridwar, Gaumukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to collect the holy waters of the Ganga River. To ensure smooth conduct of the yatra, the governments of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand have made elaborate arrangements for the safety and convenience of the pilgrims. Additional Director General of Uttarakhand Police Law and Order, Dr. V. Murugesan, said the police force has been instructed to remain alert and all necessary security measures have been put in place.
बहुत दूर दूर से हमारे श्रद्धालु लोग आते हैं उनका सुरक्षा व्यवस्था और सब कुशल अपने वापस मोड़ने की सुरक्षा को लेकर हमारा पुलिस फोर्स का यही निर्देश है कि कहीं पे भी संदिग्ध वस्तु संदिग्ध आदमी रहते हैं सतर्क रहे उनको तुरंत चेक कराया जाए जो हमारी सीमावर्ती प्रदेश की जो पुलिस फोर्स है उन लोगों के साथ संवाद हो गया है हमने उनसे ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि जो भी कावड़ आ रहे हैं वो अपना आईडी कार्ड रखें और कोई ऑब्जेक्शनेबल आइटम्स जैसे कि बैट है बाला है जैसे नकली चीज है सब न लाए.
According to the administration, nearly 70 million devotees are expected to take part in the Kanwar Mela, which will continue until 23rd of July. Amid intermittent rain in the Kashmir Valley, thousands of devotees continue their pilgrimage to the holy Amarnath Cave Shrine. So far, over 1.45 lakh pilgrims have performed darshan since the yatra began on 3rd of July. On the eighth day of the yatra, 17,022 pilgrims offered prayers at the shrine. Meanwhile, a fresh batch of 6,482 yatris departed from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu in the early hours today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. An orange alert has been issued for 20 districts of Madhya Pradesh, warning of very heavy rain. A report.
Yesterday, 15 districts of the state received rain due to which many rivers and streams have overflowed. In some districts, including Mandla, the Narmada River is flowing above the danger mark due to which there is a flood situation in many villages. Harsi Dam built on the border of Shivpuri and Gwalior districts is completely filled due to which the danger of flooding in 20 villages has increased. Prashant Sharma, Akashvani, Bhopal.
Heavy showers are also expected in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand and Uttarakhand throughout the day. And now news from the world of sports.
In cricket, host England will resume their first innings today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England ended day 1 with Joe Root unbeaten on 99 and Ben Stokes on 39 at the crease at stumps. Opting to bat first, England were rocked early by Indian medium fast bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy, who dismissed openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley in the same over. Turning to Wimbledon tennis, 6th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy in the men's single semi-final in London this evening. In the other semi-final, 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will face 5th seed Taylor Fritz of the United States later tonight. Switching to women's singles, 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has booked her place in the final, where she will face 13th seed Amanda Anisimova tomorrow. Meanwhile, in the mixed doubles final, Czech player Katarina Siniaková and her Dutch partner Sem Verbeek clinched the title after a hard-fought 7-6-7-6 victory over Britain's Jo Salisbury and Brazil's Luisa Stefani yesterday. Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And in some international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States will impose a 35% tariff on imports from Canada next month and plan to impose blanket tariffs of 15% or 20% on most other trade partners. In a letter released on his social media platform, President Trump told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney that the new rate will come into effect on 1st of August and will go up if Canada retaliated. In the United States, a federal judge in New Hampshire has once again blocked President Donald Trump from implementing an executive order that seeks to end birthright citizenship for some U.S. residents. The judge approved a class action lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of immigrant parents and their infants and temporarily halted the order from taking effect. The decision comes just weeks after the Supreme Court restricted the use of universal injunctions by lower federal courts. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have mentioned the Supreme Court's decision in the special intensive revision of the electoral rolls in Bihar as a constitutional mandate. The Tribune writes, SC allows Bihar roll revision but asks EC to consider Aadhaar, voter ID and ration card as proof. The Economic Times refers to Indian official's slated visit to Washington stating, negotiations on track to firm up US trade deal. Ladakh to Arunachal, 30 defense projects get wildlife panel notes, states the Indian Express, scripting a landmark victory in the first ever Indian women register T20 series win against England, notes the Pioneer. And finally, Hindustan Times cites the appointment of Priya Nair as Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Hindustan Unilever Limited. Under its headline, FMCG giant HUL picks up its first ever woman CEO. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar covers 66% voters so far. 15 days left for final submission of forms. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to begin return journey to Earth on July 14. Assam cabinet approves Gaj Mitra scheme to tackle human-elephant conflict. Annual Kanwar Yatra for Shravan month to begin today. In cricket, England end day one at 251-4 against India in third test at Lord's. And in Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with Jannik Sinner in men's singles semi-final in London this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.